Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Peter?
No.
All right, no worries. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
All right, thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain.
All right, thank you. All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
73.
Oh, all right, thank you. So what racial or ethnic group would you say best describes you?
White,
all right, thank you. So could you please write your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote? 10. All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve of their job. So the first one is Donald Trump as former president.
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
I don't know. I don't know her.
All right, no worries. Joe Biden as president.
Trash.
So strongly disapprove?
Yes.
All right. Sherrod Brown as senator.
I don't know. Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some public figures and institutions. And after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression of them. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that, please. So the first one is Democrats in Congress.
What about them?
So what kind of opinion do you have towards them? Is it a very favorable one, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Trash.
Very unfavorable?
Obviously. He's a horrible president.
All right. What about Marcy Kaptur?
I don't know her.
All right. No worries. What about Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat favorable. All right. What about First Energy? Not sure. All right, no worries. What about Derek Marin?
Not sure.
Not sure. All right. And what about Donald Trump?
I approve of Donald.
Very favorable. All right, very favorable. Thank you. All right, so if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat candidate?
Republican.
Completely Republican, or would you lean Republican?
Lean
Republican. All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Trump.
Would you completely vote for him, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
All right. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote for?
Bernie? Yes.
Bernie? All right. Completely, or would you lean towards voting for him?
Lean.
All right. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? For Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
It would have to be for Derek.
Derek, all right. Would you completely vote for him, or would you lean towards voting for him?
Lean.
All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say that there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Likely not to, but I can't say there's not zero chance.
All right. So would you say there's like a small chance then?
Perhaps, yes.
All right. So I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And if you could tell me if this statement makes you much less likely to want to support her, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference, or does it make you more likely to support her, or do you think this is simply not true? So the first one is, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It might be time for a change.
Yeah. All that makes me not want to vote for her.
All right. So much less likely?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin. And after each one, if you could please tell me if this statement makes you much less likely to want to support him, somewhat less likely to want to support him, does it make no difference? It doesn't make you more likely to want to support him, or do you think it's simply not true? So the first statement is, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
Doesn't make much difference to me. I prefer to let people live, so.
All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat who voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD, also known as post-traumatic stress disorder, due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin voted no on that.
I don't like that.
So does that make you...
I don't like that.
All right. Does that make you much less likely to want to support him or somewhat less likely?
Less likely, for sure.
Oh, somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, so would you like me to repeat it?
Please repeat.
All right, for sure. So as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't like that.
All right. So does it make you somewhat less likely to support him or much less likely?
Somewhat.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise retirement age.
I don't like it.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely to support him then?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
All right. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of a bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we flip the bill for Marin's corruption.
Somewhat less likely.
somewhat less likely. All right. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians, only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. All right. Thank you. So based on what you just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still consider voting for him?
Somewhat consider.
All right, so you would still consider voting for him?
Just because he's a Republican, yes.
All right. So sometimes...
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, no worries. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you haven't. But if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Maybe I wouldn't vote for anybody. Neither.
All right. Oh, neither? All right. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
He sounds like he's entitled.
All right. So you were saying...
Can we end this? I have to go.
Oh, we're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey.
Okay, keep it going. So, hurry, please.
All right. So you said he is entitled.
Sounds like a typical politician bullshit.
All right. Entitled. All right. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
High school.
High school? All right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or Independent, or something else?
Republican?
Republican? All right. Are you a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Kind of right in between that, so it's hard for me to say.
All right, so would you say maybe not strong then?
Yeah, I go with that.
All right. How important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. In the 2020 elections for president, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, 100%.
Donald Trump? All right. We'll also conclude our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time and for staying. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.